Dear friends, Gilbert and David, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the launch of the SOFI 2017. I would like to start by highlighting two innovations, starting with the title of this report. The acronym SOFI remains the same, but we decided to replace food insecurity for food security, because we really believe we will achieve the Millennium Goals, especially the number two. And we have also added the word nutrition. So the name now is the state of food security and nutrition in the world. Also, we are not only tackling developing countries, but all countries, because the Millennium Goals are for all. From now on, SOFI will monitor not only the progress made towards ending hunger, but also progress made in eliminating all forms of malnutrition. This way, the report will be aligned with the 23rd Agenda and the targets 1 and 2 of the Sustainable Development Goal number 2. For instance, now SOFI reports on three SDGs indicators: child malnutrition, stunting, wasting, and overweight. So the three indicators related to child malnutrition. And in expanding the scope of SOFI, we have also expanded our partnership. We welcome UNICEF and WHO as partners of our work alongside the three Rome-based agents. So we are now five responsible for this report. I'm glad that Tedros, Director General of WHO, and Anthony Lake, Executive Director of UNICEF, have sent a video message for us. And I extend a warm welcome again to my friends Gilbert and David for their presence here with us today. David is in a hurry. He needs to catch a plane, so I'll be short as possible. Let me also mention another innovation that we bring in this SOFI 2017. For the first time, the report will provide two different indicators for food insecurity. The traditional one that we call prevalence of undernourishing, or PO, complemented for another indicator that is called Food Insecurity Experience Scale, FIES. Just to give you a broad idea of the difference, PO is related to the food production in the country, the food that is available in the country. And the FIES is to tackle the families, the individuals, the food that they can get it. So food access, the complementary. In any way, they both are indicators for measuring food insecurity. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, as announced in the opening of the FAO conference last July, the number of unnourished people in the world, unfortunately, has increased from 2015 to 2016. Those are the last figures we have, the best estimates we have. We have now 815 million people suffering from hunger in 2016. Let me highlight that we are reporting 1 year ago. Hope this year, 17, the numbers will be better, but we only know it next year. This 815 represents an increase of 38 million people compared with 2015, when the number was 777. Another point here, don't take your last copy, throw it out, because the series are completely renewed every year, because we have new estimates of population especially. So we cannot compare the numbers that were in the last one. The prevalence of undernourishment has also increased. It is now up to 11% of the world population, the same level of 5 years ago, 2012. This is the price we are paying for the recession, conflicts, and climate change altogether. This means that in 2016, 1 in 9 people in the world is going to bed hungry every day. And this is happening just 2 years after all countries committed to eradicating hunger and extreme poverty by 2030, unfortunately. The food security situation in the world has deteriorated, mainly in parts of Africa, especially sub-Saharan Africa, Southeast Asia, and Western Asia also. This was most notable in situations of conflict, and in particular where there is this combination of conflict and drought or floods. Particularly in Africa, this is linked to the effects of El Nino and La Nina, and also impacts of the climate change in the long run. In fact, this combination of conflict and drought is behind the famine in South Sudan, Northeast Nigeria, Somalia, and Yemen. In these countries, nearly 20 million people have been heavily affected, and they are at the brink of famine now. And let's never forget that when famine is declared, many people have already died by hunger. One of the indicators of to declare famine is the number of people dying daily from famine. Let me also draw your attention to the fact that worsening food security conditions have also been observed in some peaceful countries. This is linked mainly to the slowdown of the growth for unemployment, decreased value minimum wage, and the deterioration of the networks of social protection. This is the case particularly for some countries in South America that were doing very well in the past to eradicate hunger. In this scenario, we may well see the return of hunger to countries where it had been eradicated or were very near to do so. Let me highlight that our countries have committed to leave no one behind. This is especially important in times of crisis. If a country is not doing well economically, it is fundamental to take care of the poorest, and they are the most affected, we know, including the most affected by the impact of climate change. Social protection, so, is vital to save these people and give them hope. Ladies and gentlemen, the SOFI focuses on the strong nexus between conflicts and food security. About two-thirds of the 815 million people suffering from hunger live in countries affected by conflict. That means two out of three people suffering from hunger are in conflict areas. This is the same situation of the 75% of the stunted children in the world. Nowadays, many conflicts are being fought in rural areas in developing countries. And as a result of this, agriculture, livelihoods, livestock of the poorest people are directly damaged, causing food insecurity and nutrition. Most of the time, these people have no option than moving elsewhere, and this increases the numbers of forced migration and internal people displaced. Today, there are about 6.4 million refugees and internal displaced people in the world, according to our latest figures. This is twice the number we had 10 years ago, just for you to see the impact. And let me remind you that the World Food Day next month is dedicated to this relationship between agriculture, food security, and migration. Excellencies, before concluding, Let me also highlight that much of the official development assistance falling to countries in conflicts or protected crisis is still focused on short-term response of food assistance. We need that, no doubt, especially in areas of conflict and affected by the impact of climate change. But SOFI 2007 points out that we need to have a long-term vision if we really wanted to eradicate hunger. We have to combine humanitarian assistance with development action. To save lives, we must save livelihoods also. This is the main conclusion of our report this year. And this is the way forward that we see to eradicate hunger and extreme poverty once and for all. Thank you very much for your presence and for your attention.